Galatians chapter 5 verse 6. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith that worketh by love. You see, there are structures that surround the administration of God in the kingdom. And the fundamental amongst this structure is what we call love. See, for man to be able to relate with the things that is of God, there is a fundamental implement that we use that is called faith. As a matter of fact, anytime a man touched God, the way you did it is by faith. I know many people, if you ask them, they say they don't have faith. They don't have faith and all that. But you can pray and you have answer. You can do many things in the name of God, for God, to God. That means you have faith. Anyway, my target is not to talk about faith and the kinds of faith and all that. Now, that means if there is any possibility of administration from God to us and from us to our generation, then faith has to be there. But there are structures that surround that kind of administration. If there is a possibility of it achieving God's target. Are you getting the point? So the Bible said, what is important is not circumcision or uncircumcision. He said, faith that what? Worketh by love. It is only at that point that we'll be able to achieve God's agenda. So once faith works by love, it takes away circumcision. Are you getting the point? Takes away circumcision. It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter whether you are male or female. Whether you are white or black. Whether you are from east or west. What is important is faith that what? Worketh by love. And I began to ask myself a question. Is it possible that faith can work without love? Is it possible? Yes, it can. But what is important is faith that worketh by love. Faith is supposed to work by love. Young people like you, there are many things you have done to prove a point. Guess what? It worked. For example, you can have prophetic gifts. And some of those days, you needed to prove that you are a prophet, that you can see. Huh? But there is somebody the other side that is tugging you back. Because by the time you have prophesied and said what you have seen, even though correct, instead of binding, what will you do? At that point, that kind of oppression, is it working by love? Have you not seen it? It's common. Many of you, the setting and the fellowship and the places you are coming from, that is common actually. There is a way you prophesy, another person will come and prophesy to show that him too can prophesy. If you prophesy if he's ladies, you know. You know, there are some kind of prophecy that people needed to prove a point to you, that they are Jagaban of prophecy. All the people that needed to prove a point that they are Jacobans of prophecy, prophetic movement, they will call themselves prophetic king, prophet, all kinds of name. That is not the important thing. The important thing is faith that worketh by love. So it's not too important sometimes the things we are doing in the name of God. It's important how we do the things we are doing in the name of God. In fact, one of the measures of maturity is that somebody have come to the point where probably you are anointed. You can feel the anointing. That was part of the things that Paul was trying to teach in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Have you bothered to check it? If you check the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, one of the things you will find out is that Paul said, if there are two prophets or three that have something to prophesy, he said that they should do it one after another. Have you found out? Huh? In fact, he went to the point of saying that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Do you know what it means? It means that a word, the anointing, the word is here. But he said, you can still hold it and wait for your turn. And in case your turn didn't come, I've been to meetings, not just been, I've organized meetings that some people wanted to release prophetic utterance, and another person is giving another, and it seems as if we are not paying much attention to the person. Come and see commotion. The person now scatters seeds. And say, my people, we did not listen. It scatters it again. I was saying, release your utterance now. Do we need to pay attention to you before? No. That kind of person needed to show off. Needed people to see the manifestation of the gift. And sometimes somebody will prophesy and the prophecy seems as if it has blessed the people. And probably you are the one that we know as the prophetic eye. Are you with me? But that day is not on you. I need you to know that the way you will understand this is if you understand the administration of God in the old covenant. One of the things you will notice is that the prophets and the priests, even the kings, they minister by course. You know what it means to minister by course? It means they minister turn by turn. Say after me, turn by turn. I didn't hear you. Say after me, turn by turn. That was why Zechariah said, when the scripture said, when he was minister, when the angel appeared, the scripture said that it was his turn to minister. That means after his turn is another person's what? Turn. The same thing for the prophetic. Sometimes it's your turn. Those days there is a prophetic movement that my father was involved with. Those days, one of the way they do it is that before, if they have a case to handle like this, let's assume that the eight of you in front are prophets. Watch, oh, are you with me? Follow. The eight of you are prophets. But on that day, meanwhile,
most cases, let's assume this guy is the one, his prophetic gift is the most developed. So if your prophetic gift is the most developed, more often than not, the messages and ministrations will be coming through you. But sometimes, in fact, not sometimes, many times, cases will come and they will check in the spirit and find out that the fire, this guy is the one holding the fire. Huh? That day he is the king. The authority of ministration in that meeting that day is given to him. So, according to course, ministration by course, huh? Who is the one that is supposed to minister that day? Huh? Touch him, he's the one. Let's assume now, we have known you as the prophetic Jagaban. And you know how the anointing works. It works in such a, you have not seen the beauty of the anointing. The anointing can make a man, a weak man, weak vessel, so beautiful. The anointing can beautify. I tell you the truth. So, if this guy comes under strong anointing to minister in the prophetic, one of the things that will happen is that it will seem as if you were forgotten that day. That's what will happen. Have you noticed it? It will seem as if the prophetic Jagaban was what? Forgotten. And the prophetic Jagaban is afraid that he will lose his followership. So when you are through, he will want to do something so that people will realize that he is the king. In the prophetic, he is what? The king. See, that is the kind of ministration Paul was trying to adjust it in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 12, rather. Here he said, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith that worketh." By what? Love. Now, I'm trying to tell you that this kind of faith that worketh, say after me, faith that does work. In case you don't know what I mean, say after me, faith that does what? I didn't hear you. Faith that does what? This time around, faith is working. Is it not true? And if faith is working, then the context is administration. That means something is being given to men, given through men, as a result of that faith. But he said, this kind of faith works by love. Say after me, by love. And I tell you, faith can work without love. That's what I'm trying to explain. Anytime a man function in any gift and some of this, it is because faith is at work, actually. In fact, when we say this person's prophetic gift is bigger or whatever than the other one, the only difference really is not so much about the measure of gift. It's more about the measure of administration. And what it takes to administrate gifts is faith. Are you seeing it? So the more faith has been developed in the administration of your gift, the more powerful it becomes. And of course, most times this kind of faith does not only comes. The way you develop it is not really to read the Bible. Yeah, reading the Bible is good, praying is good, but this, the kind of faith we need to administrate, comes by practice. Let's assume it's prayer now. The more you lead prayer, the more faith to lead prayer comes. The way you will interpret it is confidence. If you see me leading prayer, what you'll be seeing, say after me, confidence. But what is at work is a higher measure of faith. So sometimes, if I give you the mic now, let's assume all the demons in Southeast came that day and they said no prayer. And that day I said it's High Boy that will lead prayer. And I gave High Boy the mic. You see, High Boy will try everything for 30 minutes, nothing will work. You'll be doing the same groaning. The same groaning you groaned yesterday and something happened. You can groan it today, nothing will happen. You better understand the shape of the realm of the spirit. Sometimes I will come to a meeting like this. The anointing is very, very strong. Huh? And if I finish ministering, for example, we are in a meeting, and after me is another minister. Are you with me? Or if you are with me, say amen. After me is another minister. Are you getting the point? And more like the minister is the main person. Follow. Many of you would have even noticed it one or two times. Then, under 15 minutes, the meeting that is on the ground will take it to heaven. And then when we take it to heaven, we'll not leave it. Because it's not that day, it is not your lot to minister. Because when you finish ministering like that, and then people will hail you. You don't know people. Don't go and listen to what people are saying. You need to have a revelation of who you are, your worth in the spirit. By let Jehovah give you. Sometimes men can belittle you. Let it not affect you. Are you with me? Sometimes they can take you higher than you are. Let it not affect you too. Whether they take you down or take you up, you should know your worth and who you are. Like, I saw one of my friends somewhere. There is one picture I put. I've not replied. I don't know how to. There are some things people comment with. Don't respond. Anything you say, even if you like, anything you do is a problem. You know what he wrote? The guy wrote, "The Elijah of our time." The guy might even be listening to me now, watching. He said, "The Elijah of our time." You know, you go collect the title now. Justice, the Elijah of our time. That's how many people die. You will just die. Even in my own opinion, if you even ask me, I will even say that it's possible John the Baptist knew that he's Elijah. But when they asked him, he said what? I'm not. Everybody that claimed they were Elijah, they didn't die well. I found out. All the history of the church, everybody that claimed they were Elijah, they didn't die well. Go and check. So sometimes I will come to those kind of meetings. The anointing is heavy. I went to one meeting somewhere. I spoke. Some of you were in that meeting. You were in that meeting now. I think you were in that meeting. I spoke. And then I sang a song. When we journeyed, the whole place. In fact, anytime we sing that song, the witness of that meeting comes back again. You were there now. That is to show you what we touched in the spirit. But you notice, when I sang it, I dropped the mic and left. The kind of thing that came down that time is the kind of one that anything I say will happen. That's the kind of place when you enter, anything you now say will now happen. When you say there are five people here, you don't need to say one, two. No. When you say there are five people, the five people will just... it is still in your mouth. It will happen. That's the kind of place we enter. We now what? Say after me, drop the mic. You go hold the mic and shine. After shining, you come back and see that love have left. Huh? When you're on the stage, love left. Sometimes you even leave through the window. He doesn't care about the door. So after the anointing must have moved, there will be discord and dissension amongst the people. That kind of faith, is it by love? That's why Paul said that the spirit of the prophet is what? When we say the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet, it is beyond. Why am I teaching this? This is not. But people need this thing. That's why I started like this. It's not just about prophesying and the prophetic ministry. It's about any ministry that has to do with representing God. In fact, what it means to be a prophet in a general context is representing God in any measure. Once you are representing God, you are what? A prophet. It's not only, I see. Some of the people saying they are prophet,
even by ministry they are not. All they have is just word of knowledge. What I notice now is somebody has the gift of word of knowledge, they start calling him prophet. I see. You are wearing a singlet, a white singlet. Almost every young man, almost every young guy wears white singlet. You know, and all that. And then somebody like God's love will say, Papa, go deeper. And once you say it, they now collect, because you have given them access by agreement. Once you give them access by agreement, the truth is, I don't want to go there. It's not really hard to pick things in the spirit. That doesn't mean you are a prophet. It's not really hard. In fact, all of you here can pick things in the spirit. All you need to do is to pray hard. You see, this way we are praying. Pray hard and long. There is no way you can pick things in the spirit. That has not made you a prophet. In fact, when you see people praying the way we pray, it is not hard to see visions, pick things in the spirit. Just that probably you have not been trained enough to know what you are picking. Some of you can think, you will think you are thinking. I assure you, listen to me, I assure you, 80% of what you think you are thinking is not your thoughts. Yes. Majority of the time, spirits are suggesting things to you. Spirits are thinking through your thoughts. What it means that a man has sustained the mind of Christ is that majority of the time, you are thinking the thought of God. I mean, most of the time, those things you think, I think God is God thinking through your thoughts. There is a way you pray to a point that once you are yielded, God will start thinking through your thoughts. If what he's thinking that time is ideas, you'll be thinking, let me tell you, you'll be thinking, I need to go and follow these guys up. You'll be thinking you are the one thinking, look at you. Can you think that thing? There are things you think you are thinking, you are not thinking. You lack the capacity to think that is a higher realm of thought. It's beyond you. There is also some thoughts that you think you are the one thinking. It's not you. It's lower than you. Oh boy, see this babe. Oh. As of that time, you are not the one. But you will say, why am I thinking like this? I thought I finished bed pants. I'm going home. You are not the one thinking. All those things you are thinking. And unfortunately, some people will think it and go and post. Look at what is going on my mind. He said, I'm thinking through your mind. You went and wrote it and say it's on your mind. Not be your mind like that. So, spirits can elevate your thoughts depending on which spirit and can bring down. Let me go back to my teaching, Jesus. So, now, listen. The reason why I came here is because we have shifted from, you know, whenever I sing this song, one of the things it shows us is the impact of the love that God, in fact, no man can successfully give love that has not experienced love. As a matter of fact, you can't give what you don't have. I know you have heard it. You can what? Give what you don't have. At best, you can give at the measure that you have. You can give at the measure that you have what? Experienced. When you see a man that can give much love, is a man that has encountered, experienced much love. There are people, no matter how much you talk about love, they can't just relate with it. Those kind of people need encounter. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. I know some people will even see me like this. You know, these days people tend to relate me with consistency in my work with God and all that. I'm not like that. In fact, should I tell you, part of the reason I became this consistent was that I was frustrated for years with a life of inconsistency. The reason why many people have not sought the path of consistency is that they have not been frustrated. More or less, they have been able to gain some measure of consistency by the power of their will as a man. There are people that has been disciplined to do something. So, many of the things they achieved is by the power of their will. No. Not people like us.
we have failed and failed and failed again, we set alarm and rebuke the alarm 20 times. And then I cried out, "Help me!" Then he went beyond my weakness, my incapacity. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, looking for you, even when you are sleeping. Let me tell you, I know you don't, some of you don't understand, as I said in the beginning of this teaching, the expression of love differs. Some of you finding yourself in revival hub is love. God is now showing the greatest proof that God loved you. Chomos, okay? He's bringing you to revival. You never notice. You'd have just been jiving on your path like this, moving, and you think you are enjoying your life. You'll be at a Ibadan now. I'm be answering doctor's wife. Guess what? God said, "I now love you." He said, "Show me how." Meanwhile, some of you have been used to love based on handouts. When God rearranges the life of a man and brings you to the point where you are better situated to achieve your destiny, what is bigger than that? Do you know how many times you messed up, Harry? Do you think it's because, tell me what you now did now. Tell me what you now did specially now. I have set a rock in Zion to become a stumbling block, a rock of offense. I know some of you don't know what it means. The rock of offense comes to the believer as love. But when you see it, it will come as a rock of offense. But that rock of offense is a manifestation of God's love. When you are on a path to enjoy yourself, the rock of offense will stay on your path. You will kick the stone, and then it seems as if you are injured. Beyond the stone is a pit. The stone is the last manifestation of love towards you, so that you will not go and damage your destiny. No shadow you won't light up, mountains you won't climb up, coming after me. I know you are not involved, it is only me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. Kingdom lies you won't tear down, coming after me. Imagine somebody like you now. Imagine if to say God leave you. But if I ask you, you cannot even say, God, you don't know the love yet. I was just watching you sometime, and I saw how your life somehow is now being rearranged. It's being rearranged. There's a testimony he gave me. I don't know why you people didn't send the testimony of that evangelism. Is the guy here? Okay, you are the guy. Maybe we'll see later. They are now sharing healing on the field. All kinds of things. Your prophetic have entered into use now. There are many people here that used to be bound by addiction, masturbation, pornography. Yet God didn't leave you. Just imagine if God just said, "Oh yeah, continue." He continued to draw you. Sometimes one of the ways he revealed his love was 24 hours. When you prayed for 24 hours, something died. Satan was trying to resurrect it. He refused to resurrect. I know my friend here. He went and challenge a principality. There are some guys that is under the mentorship of a man at Onitsha. So he challenged some of them and was able to capture a few. The principality now came and struck him. For 9 months he was out of radar. One of my friends here, he was out of radar. All the things that he abandoned, they came back. All his weaknesses, they came back. Satan finally said, "I have caught you now." He looked at himself, there is no hope again. But even in that state, they sang a song from heaven. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. You have forgotten me, God! No. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. Should I tell you? When it seems the darkest, that's when the love of God is manifested the greatest. I've seen it. Just like when sin abounds more, that is even more when the grace of God is most manifest. It was Jesus that was saying it. He said, who will love the more? He said, the person that more was forgiven. The more you were forgiven, the more you will love. That's what Jesus was saying. Sometimes, you know what I found out? I used to be angry with some of the weaknesses and my failings and all that. After some time, I found out it's a blessing in disguise. You know why? During those processes, you became a priest that can be touched with the infirmities of people. One of our sisters recently, the father died. I know if I tell you to go and counsel her, you go there and say, I know how you are feeling. My friend, you don't know how she's feeling. Don't know anything. Just quote Bible and go. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Just use Bible and counsel the person and go. Stop saying you know how the person... You don't know anything. Your father is still alive. Don't know him. Some people came when your mother died now. And they say, I know how you are feeling. They don't know anything. Their mother is still alive. Their father is still alive. Sometimes God allows some things to happen so that you become a certain kind of priest that will be touched with the feeling of men's infirmities. You can preach it from now till forever, you don't know it. Do you know that there is a teaching, a knowledge that Hannah stumbled upon? It was not because she went to Bible school. Did you notice? It was not because she yielded to the Torah, the teachings of the Torah and the prophets. The law, she was not yet a master in it. She was not a priest. She was not a prophet. But she arose one time and said, the Lord is my rock. He said, he is the one that takes a man from the dunghills and takes him to the palace. He has made a barren, a mother of children. That is not, they don't teach it in Sunday school. This kind of teaching is not done in a Bible school. It is done by certain kind of teachings that come by dealings, processes that men have passed through. Sometimes you look upon a man like this and then there is a teaching by your life. So if you touch the person, I say, I know what you are passing through. A ministration of witness will enter the person as a proof that you know what the person is passing through. Some of you made heavy mistake. Some people followed all kinds of things, lived all kinds of life, yet Jesus was still waiting. The only person that there is no hope for is the person that have rejected the love of God. If you continue accepting the love of God, then there is still hope. Because the love of God is the basis for the release of His grace. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that He what? Gave. It was His love that motivated. His love will continue motivating Him to pour grace until you measure up. See, let me tell you. The love of God will continue. God will continue loving you to maturity. That is what I'm just trying to teach by all this. That love is what it takes for God to maintain a consistent posture and attitude towards you till you mature. Just like parents, they know all the mumu thing you are doing. Yet, what they have seen about your future is more important than your mess up now. Are you getting the point? So, they will be treating you not based on your mess up. They will be treating you based on the one they have seen in the future. The only time they will give up on you is when you stop receiving their love. And of course, I need to tell you that sometimes the love will come as chastisement. Is it not true? So when I say receiving love, some people think it's only about, you know, crying and buying things for you. When your father sends you money, you will not know he's still love. You are a fool. Come and lie down. Let's flog you 12. The Bible said, not just in Hebrews, in Revelation, he said, the son I love, I what? I chastise. In fact, he went ahead to say, anybody without chastisement is a vagabond, is a bastard. Are you a son or are you a bastard? Eh? Because of this, let me show you. There are two things I need to touch. Let me show you the 9 tests of love. You need to be able to. How many of you have done? How many of you did sciences in campus? Sciences. I need somebody that is studying chemistry or something that is related to chemistry. What are you studying? So what I'm talking about is, you are conversant with test tubes. Say after me, test tubes. What is the purpose of test tube? Is to test. Say after me, to test. I entered Chem 171 class in UNN those days. I looked at the lab. It's actually moribund. You should have answered me. It's actually moribund. And we are doing practical. They told us, the one that has smoke and smells like this, my brother, should I tell you one thing? People came with stove. In that exam, people came with it. Because if you, I don't know how many Bunsen burners we have in that lab. The one we have, people will rush there. So, imagine when they tell you that ammonia smells like this and 15 people are putting their test tube inside the same fire. Whose own is smelling? Because you need to perceive. Is it not true? I want to ask you, which out of the 15 is the one producing the smell? So sometimes you enter the hall for the practice, everywhere is smoke. You don't know which of this smoke is my own smoke. I know probably it didn't happen in your own school, but it happened in my own. But I know it's the same. Every public school in Nigeria is more or less the same. How did we pass, Doc? Should I tell you, I came into a practical class, but the reason why I survived and passed was because I was grounded in the theory. I know a lot. I know so much that small sign I was able to know. Sorry for you if you don't know much. It was when I came and I was testing. I tested the first one. I heard a pungent smell. If you hear a pungent smell, it will mean that there is something there. Is it not true? You don't say for sure that is it. I think their languages they use, we suspect, we confirm, we observe. After observation, you suspect, observe, infer. Then finally, you conclude. Before you bring inference, you must have series of observations. Is it not true? The observations is as a result of a few testing you have done. Are you getting? I'm trying to show you something. We want to test love. We want to enter the lab. Wear your lab coat. Are you getting the point? So that if somebody says love tomorrow, don't be fast. When he says love, what do? You wear your lab coat and you start testing. I want to show you a few tests of love. So if somebody comes and tell you, there is one video clip that went viral. I don't even understand what they are saying. You know, people have tried to explain to me, but I'm not a Yoruba person, so I don't know the meaning. Somebody came and said, I don't know what the man is saying. He's just ringing bell and saying, Lori, Ro. What does it mean? You should know now. You don't know. I'm asking you, you are looking back. Are you not a... What does it mean? Lie on top lies. Okay, somebody is saying, you are the sugar in my tea. On top lie. Okay, you should know now. Butter in my bread. Answer. I think you can only know the full meaning, the import, if you understand Yoruba, because some things lose their meaning when you translate. You are the sugar in my tea. You are the stars in my sky. You are the pillar of my life. Answer now, answer. You are the pillar of my life. Raymond, you are the pillar of my life. I need to give you keys to test. That is even the physical and natural one. Even if you come in the realm of the, you need to know what is love. For example, I know what this guy understands as love is. When you now pray and you feel good, people say the truth. Say the truth. He said then. Some of you, what you, is it not true? There is a way you. That's why some people, they don't believe. They. If you are praying, and we are doing warfare, doing some kind of prayers, a time will come. What the people will be waiting for is when you come, and then they feel some goose pimple. Once they are feeling it, they will angulate and continue feeling, because you are a junkie. Say after me, junkie. You know, a junkie is a person that has, that his or her feeling has become her god. If your feeling has become your god, you are a junkie. And some people, it's cocaine that made them junkie. Some of you, there are many things that made you junkies. If your feeling is your god, you are what? Because those junkies, what they want is just to have another feeling. They want to go another high in the feeling. They want to go all the time. They are looking for another high. They are just consumed by a feeling. You are a junkie, my friend. Have you not noticed that some of the time when you come out from junkie, you know, there are some things you say you experience the love of God. Somebody said he experienced the love of God. I was watching somebody one day say he experienced the love of God. He came out from that place and he was still filled with disobedience and rebellion. You don't know what you touched. Sorry, you are just a junkie. So if we are praying and trying to press into God, the person will just be looking for where you will just do small and feel high. As long as the person is feeling high, the person is a junkie. Come out from that place, there is no transformation. There is no proof that you touched anything. You don't know how to test love. I mean, that is part of it, oh, but that's just one. Affection, are you with me? Affection is just one test amongst many tests. Unfortunately, people give affection 90% measure in the test of love. Once you can feel, once you feel good, people want, then you know it's love. Huh? It's not true. That's what has destroyed many young people. You come and what you are feeling, precious, has it not happened to you before? What you are feeling for the young lady was much. Jesus. And it seems as if the young lady goes, you will die. Something about you is going. Something about you is living. You are a junkie, my friend. Some of the time, if you think with your head, you just know you are entering into, you are messing up your life. But you enter junkie. You don't want to. You see, junkie, all the junkies, they don't like reality. That's what, when you are a junkie, it takes you away from reality and puts you in a place that you just want to maintain the euphoria. But when you come back to reality, the things are still staring at your face. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Anyway, write it down. One of the tests of love is affection. But that's not where I want to start. I want to end there, and I'm hoping I will not reach there. I'm hoping I will not reach there. But since we started that way, it's good to feel, actually. When you are immature, say after me, when you are immature, when you are a babe, 80% of the way that God communicates his love to you is through affection. You just have to know. You just have to feel. Say after me, feel. You just have to feel the love of God. I don't have to feel anything now. Now we feel it. We still feel it. But I know it's not the feeling that made God love me. It's beyond this thing I'm feeling. Are you getting the point? I'm not saying when you mature, feeling will be removed. The feeling will even be stronger. But this feeling now is with logic. There is, you see, what people think that most times, once feeling comes in, people throw away logic. Is always, but feeling can be logical. Sometimes the reason what makes me, what moves me to feel and the affection of God's love sometimes is not necessarily that I started worshiping and I said, coming after me, no shadow you will light on. Jesus, I felt your love this evening. That's good, that's good. For junkies. Now, if you are still young and a mature believer, you are not a junkie, it's good for you. But after 5 years, you still want to go and smoke. You are a junkie, my friend. Now, I'm not saying that thing is taken away, but there is a way some of us approach it now. I have one or two logical statements and things around. I hope it's not what I'm thinking that happened. I have one or two logical things happening around me that made me focus on the love of God. You know, I woke up one day and I wanted to pray in the night. I just checked. I found out that all the prayers I prayed since the last 1 year, all of them are answered. Not one prayer point. I know you now. You don't have all my prayer points. I said, who am I? That as long as I pray like this, he answers. One day I woke up, I came to bedpans. The love came. How did he come? I started thinking. You know, logic is about thinking, is it not true? I started thinking, and when I was thinking, I remembered that for 1 year of bedpans, every day we came, we touched God. There was no one day that was, check it now. You think it's, you don't know what that means. That is the one of the greatest proof that the love of God is in this house. Because we have to agree that it's not all the time that we are perfect. It's not all the time that we got the system correct. Yet God came all the time. Sometimes, self, we are not getting it. He'll be giving us clues. He'll be giving us help. He'll be giving us. There are some days we came, we are praying. Sometimes I will come with prayer point and I want to pray, and then I will not know when I start singing war songs. Because that is what it takes to break in that day. You don't know. You don't know that is the show of God's love that will make you sometime. You will come to pray, and then you notice that I'm not saying it's bad though. You now take heal songs to pray that night. 30 minutes, nothing is happening. 30 minutes. Yeah? And the song you were playing that day was the one that used to move you before. In fact, it moved you yesterday. Let me walk upon the world. I know my sister liked that song well. One day you now put it. The thing is not moving. You sing it spirit. You'll be making the tears to come, and then you will cry. Someone like Hope will cry in the flesh. After crying, you, the only person deceived that night. You are the only one deceived. Satan is not deceived. God is not deceived. Try and sleep. If you sleep that night, they will put hand on your neck. They want to shout you. It will not even come out. It will be like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Ah. Mighty man of God like you has been reduced to ooh. Guess what? This is me. Oh, this is what made me realize that God loved me. Those days, I will come and put it. There's one time I wanted to put some song and then pray small, then feel the presence and then go. Ha! I put it, you know, the work. I now took one that there is pepper in it. Say after me, pepper. Atarodo. Add it inside. I said, but I just want to pray small. I wanted to pray small. I now saw myself doing, I bind, I cast. I say, bind, cast. I don't want. Before you know it, I say, I war. I said, now wow. And I check myself. I say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus, this night. I just want to love you this night. After saying it for 1 minute, I say, I war. And the reverse is also the case. There are some nights you say, this night I'm going to war. This night I'm going to war. You say every demon. As you are saying every demon, if the thing is dry, you are trying to, you know, the work. Then you put one worship song. As you are praying in song, you will now ascend. It's possible there is still war, but the weapon of war is different that day. Are you getting the point? So let's do the first test. John chapter 14, verse 15. Watch. He said, let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Some people, the thing, you couldn't leave your mouth. Let's read it again. 1, 2, ready, go. There is a guy on red in the back. His voice is too low. Sitting beside God's love. Let's read it again. So, are you getting the point? So the second test is obedience. Say after me, obedience. The second test. The first is what? Let me give you, I need to give you scriptures for it so that you know that it is not coming from top of my head. So imagine somebody coming and saying they love God. God say, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? So you don't know how to measure the test of love to God and to men. Let me give you an example. You know, the Bible said, love the brotherhood. And then we come in the brotherhood, we say that all of us will be eating from one pot. And then somebody, after cooking the food, somebody went and cooked his own. Do you have love? Meanwhile, you prayed that night and you felt something. I don't know what. You are a junkie. You are a junkie. You don't know love. You just failed the first one. Actually, this is the first test of love. We said in brotherhood, this is it. And somebody disobeyed. Huh? The same way God told you, do this thing for me. And you disobeyed. Do you love him? So the first, in case you don't know how to test whether love is here, the way to know is when somebody starts breaking rules and disobeying in a brotherhood. Remember, this is the context of love is, this context is brotherhood. Remember, we have moved from God. We are looking at the believer's love walk. And when it concerns the believer's love walk, what we are talking about is how the believer now relates with another believer. Are you with me? Oh, the believer's love walk has to do with how a believer must relate with another believer. So we come and agreed that everybody here, we sell his land. Are you with me? And then what you got from it, you come and declare it. Huh? Follow. You come and declare it. And then decide to give what you can give. And then the brotherhood came. And you said, you told the brotherhood, oh boy, all I have is 1,000 now. And I can, it's only 1,000. Okay, you lied to brotherhood. Oh. You have 5K. I need to show you from Bible. You see, the reason why Ananias and Sapphira died is not necessarily because of how much they gave. The reason why what happened is this. Huh? They made false declaration. It's even better you come and say, I have 10,000. But what I'm giving is 100 naira. But when you say, all I have is 5,000 and I'm giving 4,000, everybody will say, wow, what a man. Even me, I'll be using you to give an example. Is it not true? So you are fake. You are presenting to the brotherhood a fake life. I hope you know that the things we do is beyond what we are doing. We are ministering something by what we are doing. In corporate setting, a man brings something. You can think you just gave money. No. There is a reality in the spirit accompanying what you gave. As the purpose of that kind of giving is that a certain quota of life will be ministered by the witness of your life. Are you getting the point? So when a man becomes fake in this kind of thing, there is no witness, there is no ministration of life. Rather, death is what is ministered. Are you getting the point? And God, light, will judge anything that is darkness. And life will judge anything that is death. I know my topic is no more sweet now. Don't be so. When I told Texan to design the flyer, he went and did something that he like apple. Red apple. Say after me, red apple. And then put it there. And then he did another one, the shape of heart. Put in many of them, put it around. I said, oh boy, these men don't know what is love. I was even thinking he will go and bring the crown of thorn that was on the head of Jesus and blood everywhere. That is the biggest proof of love in this earth as of now. Nobody has done anything bigger. Maybe God's love will do something bigger tomorrow. But for now, nobody has done anyone bigger. He went and put love for me.
He thought I'm here to teach on relationship. You are in trouble. I'm teaching you on relationship. This is the real this is the real teaching on relationship. How believer relates with another believer. That is what is called the believer's love walk. It's not how to carry a damsel and go and Harry, you have done this thing many years past. The way I'm looking at you. You know how I'm not here to tell you how to corner a damsel. Hey. Yes. That's not my job. My job is to build. I'm a construction engineer. I'm here to build another thing. So what we are trying to build is, we are trying to build bridges. And I'm representing the spiritual Julius Berger. We want to build the bridge between one believer to another. One believer to another. And we found that that bridge is love. And we need to understand the believer's what? Love work. How does it work? So that's the first. Huh? Because of time. So, are you with me? You can go and do. So the first test of love is obedience. He said, if you love me, what? Okay, you are not keeping my commandment. Do you love me? I know somebody here will say, you love me. There are some people, they don't want to say there are some people, they have removed, I love you, Jesus. In fact, there are some people, when they say I love you, Jesus, what they meant is, Jesus, you love me, Jesus. You love me, Jesus. That's what they are, I love you, Jesus. They are saying I love Jesus. Well, what they mean by I love you, Jesus, is that you love me, Jesus. And some people have removed I love you, Jesus. When they understand, some people read this thing. Somebody was saying, I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. And then the trichardon will now take you. You now fly. When you finish, Jesus will say, do you love me? Or you feed my sheep? Give me 2 hours in intercession in the night. You now wake up. Sleep will hold you. You say, God, I know you love me. You know, before it was what? I love you. But now it's what? I know you love me. Sometimes I imagine myself. There is a movie those days. A man was called Bruce Almighty. How many of you have watched this young generation? You have not. Bruce Almighty. The man became God for one day. Are you saying you didn't watch it? You watched Bruce. But you are a young man now. How old are you? You know what the guy did? The guy, sometimes I try to think on issues. How will God even think on this matter? See the way I'm misbehaving himself. I know God will forgive me. I know he loves me. But how does he? Because sometimes, are you with me? Just think, I will just be imagining how God will just be doing it. He said, this boy, you have come again. Oh, yeah, Colette. You come to this boy, you have come. When will you mature? Huh? I don't want to be giving you 1,000 every day. I want you to be in charge of where the money is coming from. Are you seeing it? But people are comfortable with handouts instead of maturing into the place where they will be involved in production. That is the call of sonship, where you move from now, from receiving to people that is given. You don't know. That's why some of us are sons, not just because we are born by birth. We are sons because if God wants to give many people hear something, if not everybody, even online, thousands of people, a generation. Do you know how many people are blessed with what we are doing in Revival Hall? God wants to bless a generation. I don't want to say the rest.
let me leave you. Whatever you think is the rest, God wants to bless a generation. And then he's looking for you. But because you have not understood what we are saying, you too, you join the line and you are receiving. Meanwhile, he's trying to call you up to the point where you form partnership in distribution, in production. That's sonship. Are you getting the point? You know how this thing is concocted. So God will come and say, I want to bless Dr. Eneza Samuel. Just like he said, I want to deliver Israel from Egypt. What did we see? It was Moses we saw. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? So God will say, I want to deliver your family. Your family will go to one prayer mountain. Are you hearing my voice? So I'm telling you how God works. As your father is praying there in Port Harcourt, he said, God, deliver my family, bless my family money. You know you can't come through some, you know. As they are praying, just be adjusting yourself as a son, be maturing. When he said, he will see 100 million coming, he will think it will come to his account. When he see the 100 million, you now strike a contract. And money will come. Because as far as God is concerned, production and distribution is only through offices. And his only sons that occupy offices. So he comes, and even though he wants to bless your family, there is no office in your family. Or rather, you are the only office. How will he do it? Through who? Through who? It's through you now. So every day you are coming to ask for bread. Meanwhile, God wants you to be in the bread factory. Okay, that's one. Number two. John chapter 3 verse 16. I think all of you know this one. John chapter 3 verse 16. John 3 verse 16. The third test of love is sacrifice. Say after me, sacrifice. Sacrifice. So the Bible said, For God so loved the world that he was his only begotten son, that whosoever leave the rest. What is important here is that for God so loved the world and it cost him something. Are you hearing me? For God so loved the world and it what? Cost him not just something. For God so loved the world, it cost him everything. I tell you. When God gave us his son, he gave us everything. When he gave us the Holy Spirit, he gave us himself. Let me repeat it again. When God gave us his son, he gave us everything. When he gave us the Holy Spirit, he gave us himself. So you need to know what this thing means. You don't know what it means. For God so loved the world that he gave himself, gave everything. So anytime God ever loved, it cost him something. Anytime God loved, he paid a price for it. Anytime God loved, a sacrifice was made. My brother that was leading opening prayer said something. I know some of you didn't catch it. Abraham took Isaac to the mountain to go and sacrifice. And his utterance is, come, let's go and worship. Kai! There is something these men know we don't know. Somebody is taking his only begotten son. His only son. 90 years, no conception. When the conception came, God said, give me. When he took it to the mountain, he said, we want to go and worship. He said, we want to go and worship. I think many people don't know what is worship yet. What Harry thinks is worship is to lead a song. You have been leading a song now. All the days you were in Naked. You are moving from one worship concert. People are moving from one worship concert, one worship program to another. And if you ask them, some of them have even put something in their name. They said, worshiper Harry.
You are a foolish person, my friend. You don't know anything. Say after me. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering me from foolishness.
God delivered you from foolishness.
As you are moving like that, you even think you are doing ministry. And when you finish, you said, we give God, we worship God today. The Bible said Abraham took his only son, and as he's jumping to the mountains to sacrifice, he said, we came to worship. The real worshippers are men of sacrifice. They are the real worshippers. You say you came to worship God. What is the sacrifice in your hand? The measure of your worship is dependent on the weight of the sacrifice. Something have to leave the altar. For a man like Abraham, God gave him something at age 90. Every hope, everything was riding on that sacrifice. And then God said, give me that man. And the young man journeyed with him. He said, we want to go and worship. Why are you coming to the place of worship empty handed? Where is your sacrifice? When God loved, it cost him something. What has your love cost you? Talk to your neighbor. Ask your neighbor. What has your love cost you? What has it cost you? You know, there are many people, even comfort. Comfort only. Love has not. Their love for God has not cost them comfort. There are people, the only reason why they will move to their next level in God is because they probably will not come and enjoy minimum comfort in tent. They will just come and go. They will just come and go. They will just come and go. Huh? If you ask them, they will say, I love you, Jesus. Okay. If we are doing worship, they will cry. I tell you, brothers and sisters, there is a difference between the tearing of your clothes and the tearing of your heart. Many people that cried in worship and prayer, it is just their clothes they teared. Their heart is never yet torn. When a man's heart is torn, the content of your heart will spill out. And then there will be dissection. Edok, there will be dissection. There will be testing. Eh? The light will suddenly shine on the content of your heart. There will be illumination there. And all the dark places, all the ambitions, the things that is unruly, the desires that is ungodly, the tendencies that is not divine, suddenly will be made manifest. And a man will see himself such as he is. It will take your heart tearing. So many times we tear our clothes, but our heart is not yet torn. And then we leave the same place, being bedeviled with the same weakness that we came with. Meanwhile, we cried. I've seen people cry in worship meeting, cry in prayer meeting. Yet they left there and nothing happened. It was because even though their clothes was rendered, their heart was not rendered. The Bible, the song we are singing is, no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, running after me. Let's turn it. Let's turn it around. Let's turn the song around. One, two, ready, go. No shadow. Let's leave that one. Let's assume there are mountains before you, your pursuit of God. Some people, as I'm saying, something as little as comfort. The person I'm talking is not in heaven, he's before me. There is a price, there is a sacrifice to make to prove your love. Someone is saying he loves you, no sacrifice, he doesn't love anything. Let me ask you again, do you love God? If you have said to yourself, you measure your obedience quotient to God's instruction, to the demand amongst the brethren. Huh? You measure your sacrifice quotient to God's instructions and demand and among the brethren. The person that loves the most amongst brethren is the one that is sacrificing the most to make sure that the brotherhood continues. Are you getting the point? Huh?
the person that is sacrificing the most. You say, I love you. Even money you can't bring out.
No shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me.
So I noticed that Odogwu likes comfort. All the time we come on WhatsApp. Sorry, I'm calling your name, you know. I will tell him come. He will tell me, Kai. He always has an excuse. He said, this guy doesn't know anything. He wants to follow Jesus without sacrifice. I want to ask you, do you love Jesus? And I will tell you 7 things you need to sacrifice now. And it will be too big for you to do. As I'm saying it, he's already thinking on, your mind is going on 1 or 2. That's what a young man came and told Jesus. The Bible says Jesus loved the young man. He now said, oh, you sell everything you have. The Bible said the young man couldn't do this one. I beg. May a person not die. Hey. Do you love me? The guy is looking on the ground. Sacrifice, say sacrifice, is one of the greatest tests of love. That is why if you see men in the kingdom like this, the way God knows their quota of love for the body, is the amount of sacrifices they have made for the body. That's why if you touch some of them, God might not be happy with you. Are you getting the point? Try it. So, for example, you will come tomorrow and say, and come and tell me, look at this small boy. A boy that I know, are we not age, man? The one looking at this young boy, it's possible you are not so much older than we are, age and all that. One angel will just be begging God, just allow me, let me slap this person once. If I won't slap twice, just once. They will say, no, don't slap him, he will die. The angel will just be leaving. Just touch you like this. Have you seen that kind of thing? They will not allow you to do anything. This is my guy, no mother. They will not allow you. You want to, but your mother said, don't touch that boy. He said, mommy, but he said, don't touch him. As you are going, you now do him like this. And then that's how they will do some people like this, and they will be sick for 6 months. That's how they touch some people like this. They lost their prayer life. The same prayer life that is making you think all of us are equal. Amen. When a man loves, he sacrifices. And this is a true test of love indeed. The measure of sacrifice we are willing to make to maintain the brotherhood and to maintain the administration of the purposes of God. Sometimes that's why we fast. Are you hearing me? The reason that's why we say that the love of God constrains us to fast. Because we know if we don't fast, the purposes of God will be limited. It was Paul that was saying that I suffer again in my body a quota of suffering that is missing in the suffering of Christ. Why? So that the things that Jesus suffered for will reach. I hope you know that there are people that will die and they will never receive of the benefit of what Jesus suffered for if you didn't suffer. Imagine if I didn't pay any price, I didn't sacrifice anything. A generation will be all these things that is happening happen through us. Am I the owner? Is there anyone that is just these are the things that they are all in Christ? Is it not true? Yet it will never reach a generation if a man doesn't stand up and decide to sacrifice. So that's what Paul is saying. I decide now to suffer in my body, groan,
until my serratus arterial is broken in many places. So also, if I want to laugh, I'll be laughing like this. It's not stylo. It's not style. So it's broken. Sometimes I will say I don't have strength to laugh. It's serratus arterial. I will be doing just so that the prayer grace will come to you. You see it? Is it? Am I the owner of prayer grace? No, but a generation will be robbed of what is in Christ already. If a man doesn't choose to sacrifice, pay a price. What is compelling us? The love we. So God, you say, I love God. You say, oh yeah, pay a price so that a generation will experience the love that I showed you. When I see cripples, blind eyes, deaf ears, I hear that people died and all kinds of things. You see, I don't blame the people. I don't blame anybody. I don't even blame Satan that killed the people. I blame myself for not having yet what it takes. You have to tell yourself the truth. That means there is a price we have not paid yet. We have seen it happen once or twice, but that is too sparse and in between for we to say that we have in our possession the technology that activates this. All things is possible to him that believeth. That means there is a measure of faith I don't have yet. If I have it, all things is possible. If you like, don't believe that scripture. You are on your own. Me, I believe it. I will continue working towards the actualization. Number 3, or rather 4. Liberty. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. He said, there is no. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. I'm not hearing you loud. 1, 2, ready, go. Yes. Are you seeing it? This is simply what it means. If I come around you and I'm afraid to be. I'm afraid to express myself, be myself. Love is not yet being. There is liberty in love. Are you getting the point? There is liberty. There is freedom. Everybody is free to become whom he is and whom he is supposed to be. As a matter of fact, this is the direct proof. It's a test. This is one of the greatest tests of love. If love is a mystery, it doesn't mean we are yet perfect. It means that we know that Madabuchu is a lot. Huh? His appetite is bogus. He has capacity in kitchen ministry. Now, I'm just giving an example. I don't know. Are you with me? Okay. Okay, let me use another. Should I use another person? There are people that like sleep. Are you getting the point? There is one of my sisters here. She likes sleep. Her own is that I will warn her, make sure this night she will still sleep and come and report herself. Myself, I will be tired. I don't know what to do. Because she will report herself and be saying, she will tell me whatever you want to do. You know, if you want to correct me, punish me, do me. And when somebody does something like that, I know that punishment is not the key. It's not the key. Because the person has admitted, me myself, I want to change you, but I cannot. We need something else. Is it not true? Because we need something else. So, now, this is what we call liberty in love. When all of us come and we understand that we are not yet perfect, but God is working on us. And then even when you know this person's weakness, he's not afraid to operate. Are you with me? Because he knows that him revealing himself doesn't make him vulnerable. So, well, that's why strangers cannot easily say that they love each other. Actually, this kind of love we are talking about, do you know why? Because there are some things I'm holding back, I'm holding out. But when love starts coming, you start opening up to the, because you know the person can't stab you. There is liberty. The reason why we are afraid or somebody fears in love is because trust has not been developed yet. So there is no liberty. So when you develop trust among, there is liberty. You know that even if I mess up, these people will cover me. There are people that I know. You know what is liberty? You even know that even when you miss it, even when you get the person angry and then miss it, the person still yet will not use it. So you is liberty. Are you getting the point? That's why this thing is clearly found between husband and wife many times. Or very, very close friends. Very, very close. Another test of love is friendship. I'm coming there. Now, this is what happens in this case. Two people that are close, one of the things that will happen is that the person, you don't know. But when we finish, there are people, if I'm not feeling well, probably I'm sick. Have I ever told you I'm sick? Have I ever told you I need anything? I've not trusted you enough now. See, that is why we need to go beyond. Are you getting the point? When you start going beyond some peripherals, you can get to the point where you can share some things. You can't be afraid. We have not gone that deep. If you share with you, you go just shoot me, I go die. Not because you want to shoot me, but because there is still, I will still show you the four enemies of love. One of the enemies of love is the flesh. And because of the tendencies that is given to the flesh, not because you want to, but you are a talkative. As you are saying you don't like talking, you are still talking. Are you with me? Somebody wants to tell you he doesn't like talking, and he used 10 quotes as a proof that he doesn't like talking. I want to ask you, brothers and sisters, does he like talking or not? He actually needs deliverance. So imagine if I share some things with him. He doesn't want to hurt me, or he doesn't want to. But when you say something, he doesn't want to say. The problem is not because the guy is bad. It's just that he is still shallow. He is still carnal. He's still in the flesh. I'm not calling anybody's name up. So there are things I can't share with him. I speak in parables and we are laughing, but deep truths are communicated. Let the wise be instructed. You see, so perfect love casteth out any fear. Love is not perfect because the participants are perfect. Not necessarily. It is perfect because it has been able to cover your imperfection till you become perfect. Once you start being afraid of your imperfection and open up, there are some people I know here, some sisters, they are very strong. People have known them to be women of God, and they have led people many places. They don't want people to notice they are missing it. You are missing it. Run fast as soon as you notice it. Your prayer altar is getting dry, but you are still pushing it. You are very foolish, my friend. That's time to run. I said, help me! Not to God only, to even a human being. Are you with me? You are suffering from something, and somebody sitting beside you is having the opposite of it. What does he tell you? The problem is happening to everybody. there is somebody that came and said, I perceive in the spirit that there is a dryness coming on prayer altars this period. I almost replied the person. I said, "You see, just tell us there is dryness on your prayer altar." Don't come and say, "I perceive that some people, immorality they left, came back and was looking for their head to collect their head." The thing is, they say, "I perceive there is a spirit of immorality spread around this campus." Oga, the person, they attacked him in the night. So he is prophesying based on his experience. There are men that are pure and holy, and they are not under attack. There are men that their altars is burning with coals, fires from the coals of the seraphims. They are burning. You are the only one that is going off. Are you with me? And most times, pride enters inside it. It's always pride not to ask for help. Anybody that help is around that is not, you are very proud. I know my teachings are hard, but it's a medicine for your soul. It's after me. Thank you, Jesus, for this kind of teaching that will help my life. It's not good for you. You hear things that you want to hear, and it's not, when things come, you can't challenge it. When you hear this kind of thing, it will pain you. But when things come, you suddenly notice that you have what it takes. Satan doesn't even want you to hear this. We are in number what now? Huh? 4 or 5. Let's call it 4. Because I will yet touch affection. Number 4. 1 John chapter 3 verse 17. If you are there, say amen. Number 4 is benevolence. Benevolence. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. And then when we say we want to do sonship conference, you have 50,000, you now give us 1,000. Just because you are wearing slippers to come. You don't know. I'm from this town. No. You don't know what people from this town can do. They are terrible. I know people from this town. People like Victor. People like Ayebine Nam. People like Bachuku. They are your people. I'm not from here. I'm from heaven. I was moving somewhere. Somebody called me, "My brother!" I just dodged the thing like bullet. I said, "Who is your brother?" No. The person can succeed in only being my brother indeed if he's first brother like this. My people, one of my uncles that was a millionaire at that time, if you are passing this road, let me warn you, in case you are not from around here, somebody is on bike and you are carrying one car, don't go and push the person down, because you are in this place. We don't measure who is rich by being in a car. That's why some of us are not moved by car, really. It's when you go out of here that you can't see how important car is. Not here. That bike woman, you don't know, that woman on bike is doing business that is worth 10 million. Me, I know. I know experientially. One of my uncles, the man is a millionaire. In fact, his children is riding cars, his wife. Do you know this man is on slippers? That's how he comes from this market. How many of you have gone to my... You have gone during the burial. He treks from here home. If he finds somebody to... The thing is too hot for our cameraman. If he finds somebody to carry him, good. If he doesn't, he will just be trekking. If he's coming back, he will buy granite. Oh, and then he's not. My mother knows the person, and he will just buy anything, and he will just Gary. There is no way Gary will be lacking in the house. He will drink it with the granite or whatever, and eat it. He has upstairs. Don't think he's poor. Not the upstairs of today, the upstairs of 90s. Are you getting the point? I say, you know these people. So when you meet some of them in this, you see some of these big buildings you are seeing around, if you see the owner, you will insult the person. If you are coming from a particular place in Nigeria, if you have 5 million, everybody will know. You will use 4 and buy Jeep and use 1,500,000 and do party. How can you be rich and people doesn't know you are rich? Everybody need to know your worth. A millionaire from Onitsha went to Lagos to buy car. When he came with bag. He pointed one car, said, how much? They told him. The man telling him, say, are you buying for your gas? Say, no, I'm the one. Say, we don't do part payment. We don't say how much. The guy said how much. The money was in his pocket. That was when 500 naira note came out. He just picked the money from his baggy and paid. The reason why he wore baggy was to put money there. Another one came to a man's shop in Lagos and said, how much are you selling this? He told him. The guy came tattered with slippers and came and said, how much are you selling this? No, the grammar is not good. This. The guy said, all of them now is how much? Say after me, all of them. Okay. He said it's 10 million. As the guy was, the owner was just trying to dismiss this guy. The guy paid for everything in his shop, went to another one, paid for everything, went to another one, paid for it, loaded it, and started going. A landlord in Lagos came for burial. His tenant is burying the mother. When he came to the village and found out that his tenant, the house he has in the village, is by far bigger than the one he is living in as tenant in Lagos. He said, oh God, how do you manage to deceive us? You know why I told you all this story? I'm not telling you because it's really a good thing. Let me come to the other part. When you meet them, they will say, Ochukwu ka ime n'anya. The only way you understand if you are passed through it, you will come and meet them and say, I've finished school, I've found out the business is for you to give me money like this. He said, let's start praying. Have you called this your uncle? That's what they did to me when I was burying my father now. They will come and say, come and tell the villagers. So, have you told this person? Have you called? Make sure you are calling this person. Did you call this person? I want to call them. I'm coming to you. You are telling me about you. Have you given anything? If you say, you know, business is hard this period. You want to bury your father and it will go up 1 million. You know, business is hard this period. You know, take this 10,000 and be managing so that. When he give you 10,000, he now will be calling you every day to check how you spend the 10,000. This my guy does it. Well, it's true. Has it not happened in your? If it has not happened, you don't know anything. You are still too young to know some things. Shebi, you are about to bury your father. You will tell this story. You will come with this testimony. You and your brother. You better trust on Jesus. If somebody amongst them gave, it was because God moved their heart. Not because... Are you hearing my point? This is what the scripture is saying. Somebody has what it takes and shuts his bowel. Some of them will even add religion in it and say, well, let's keep praying, let's keep praying. Some of the people telling you let's keep praying has the key to your answer. I hope you know. Some of the people telling you somebody can tell you, can see a lady now and say, let's keep praying, let's keep praying that God will open the door of marriage. They have the key. Somebody else is asking them, I want to marry, suggest somebody to me. Are you hearing my point? Meanwhile, they know that's what you need. They won't say it. They will tell you, let's keep praying. They won't join you in 3 days fasting. That person is a witch. And many people are like that. Even you are the kind of person that have shut down your bowel of mercy, shut down your bowel of compassion. This is a true test of love. That if a man loves, he will continue giving. When God loves, he didn't just give us Jesus, he continued giving. He even gave you things. Sometimes, because of his love, he even gave you the things you don't need. I hope you know. There are many things God gave you, you don't need it. But you cry, oh God, if you don't give me, you like God's love. Then God, if you love me today, you must give me food. If a man give you, say, yeah, God loves me. You don't need it. Yet he gave you. That means if there is truly love among, there will be so much sharing and giving. Everybody will be trying to outdo each other in giving. Is it not true? I'm telling you. If there is love around, everybody will try to outdo each other in giving. As you are giving this person, this one is giving you, this one is giving you, this one. Some of you will come and say, this person is rich, what does he need? And all that. Everybody needs something. Some people will come and ask me, I say, what do you think I need? I don't need anything. Now lie. Everybody, it's just that you don't know. So, in brotherhood, one of the greatest proof, test of love, is that all of us are trying to outdo each other in compassion, in giving. Are you getting the point? Where is he finding Elijah? Somebody came, and then maybe he cooked for the brethren. Another person tomorrow say, ah, not be only you go cook. Not in competitive manner. Are you with me? Another people don't give because they have money. You don't give from pocket, you give from heart. People give from the heart, not from the pocket. I tell you, there is a day I gave 200,000. You see, it left my pocket, but it didn't leave my heart. For up to 4 days, the money is in the person's account, but it's in my heart. And there are days money is in my account, but it has left my heart. I hope you know it can happen. The money is in your account, but you know this one is not my own. So that means we don't really give from our pocket, we give from our heart. There are people that gave you something, it has not left their heart. They are still supervising the way you are using it. They gave it, but they are supervising. It's after me, bowels of compassion. It's a true test of love. So if I say I love the brethren here, you know part of the way I prove my own, I continue giving. Sometimes I will come and say, brother, wait till I go shop this evening. Okay, let's go to the next one. I think we are going to stop here.
there is two I needed to touch.
Okay, the next one is affection. John chapter 11, verse 33. Let me have 10 more minutes, I will close. John chapter 11, verse 33. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. He said, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Verse 34. And said, where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. 35. What happened? I remember those days. How many of you did? You did it, Abby. This is part of the places we like the most. We just quote one. Jesus. There are places we rush those places. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God's all of the world. Boo. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus well. Boo. Until I saw one young lady somewhere, and she was quoting one full chapter. She was quoting a book, chapter after chapter. I said, what is this? The next verse. Let's read together. Did they know that he loved him? Say after me, he wept. Say after me, affection. So the way we were able to test love in this instance is what? Affection. It's just one. But I found out that the majority of the way people test love is affection. So if I come now and I stop smiling, I become harsh. Maybe there is a misbehavior. You say, there is a lady amongst us. She came and told me that I have stopped greeting her, that she noticed. That she noticed the other day I came to tent and then I shook everybody and then I left her. She said his thought is a joke. And then tomorrow I came and did it again. And then next tomorrow, when she came to find out what is her problem, when she looked at me and answered, I don't want to see you. And she now said, it means that this man doesn't love me. Are you seeing it? I will show you the enemies of love tomorrow. One of it is whispering spirits. The first one is carnality. Second one is whispering. I will show you tomorrow. Surely this man, look at it now. Look at the way he looked at you. He now tell you. Or is it because I'm not greeting him? Okay, when I greet him, I used to stand up. Let me greet him kneeling down. So tomorrow, you now came and say, Papa, good morning, sir. I will say, well done. Before it will happen, the whispering spirit will tell you, watch, watch what will happen. He said, watch what will happen. He won't even give you attention. He will just do his hand for you like this. And to show you, don't think it's a mistake. You say it's a mistake. Maybe he's busy. I'm telling you, it's not a mistake. Listen to me. That's the whispering spirits. Listen to me. Watch. When he leaves you, you will see how he will greet the other sister. Watch. So when you greet me, I will say, and then I will turn to maybe Amara and say, sister, how are you? And I will now be greeting you. See the way you are collecting fresh air and all that. the whispering spirit said, I told you. I told you. I'm teaching tomorrow. Let me come back to today. Tomorrow, you will defeat Satan tomorrow. He doesn't have new tactics. It's the same old tactics. The only reason why he's working is because the old man is still there. And as long as the old man is still there, the old tactics will still work. Did you get something now? So affection. So it is very, very important that affection is involved. There are people that became what they are in Revival Hub simply because of affection. So I will come and meet somebody like this and say, you know, you are my daughter. Anybody that finds her trouble is finding my trouble. You don't know what that thing does to people. I'm telling you, the thing is powerful. I remember the first time my father in the Lord called me my son. The thing sweet me. I almost went to the building and I was saying, because understanding this, our relationship was not instant. Initially, I was watching what he was calling me. I will not tell you the last two. Okay, I will not tell you the last one. Because we started when I was doing youth service and I was the prayer sector. So, those days, I was Prayo. So, my name is Prayo. So, the first time I came to Makode, he told me, Prayo, how far now? You know the way you say, how far now? So my name was Prayo for long until 2018 when I now lived with him. My name changed from Prayo to Chinedu. You see, he is no more former now, he has become informer. I know you don't pay attention. So after some time, he now moved from calling me Chinedu, he now called me Pastor. After calling me Pastor some time, he now called me. It has not been too long ago. I said, is he calling me son now? What have I been since? Sorry, there are people... It takes some time for people to be convinced about some things. Me too, I know. After some time, he now called me my son. I said, that's the last one. Now, second to the, he now called me my son. Ah. You don't know what that thing did to me. I'm telling you. I went to preach somewhere. And I now said, I'm the son of my father. If you see what happened that day, guess what? I didn't know. When I said it, I hope you know it can happen to you. I sent... You were there now. I sent Dennis. You were there now. I sent the three of you to go and represent me at Okofia. They were leading prayer. They were doing the thing. Was not yet working. So then one of them said, Pastor is my father. He said as he was stretching her, it seemed as if he's laying hold on it in the spirit. Suddenly the whole place broke. Bam! Prayer power everywhere. People started falling on everywhere. It seemed as if they were drunk. That means what he said is recognized in the spirit. If he's not recognized, you can say you, if you like, say, Pastor, this is my grandfather. They will tell you, Pastor, do I know? Jesus, I know. You, who are you? They will knock your head. It's headache. You come back with headache. Yes. Do you know how many people calling me Papa and Daddy? Some people call me Daddy. I will say, who is your daddy? I'll be typing. I don't know you. I don't know you. I'll be dancing in my room. I don't know you. But I will write, I celebrate you. I celebrate you, bro. Well done, bro. I'm not do hand like this. As I'm typing, I'm saying, I don't know you. I don't know you. Make I not tell you what they do. Make I will stop exposing myself. I will say it openly. Before you go and carry a weight, you don't know. Some of us know what is fatherhood. In my own opinion, fatherhood is a calling in the body. Everybody is not supposed to be a father. You can be a mentor, a disciple, a teacher. Fatherhood is a calling, and there are few people called to fatherhood. There are not many. Very few. You can just because when people disciple people, mentor, all of them say that you are now their father. No. Fatherhood is a calling. When you see a father, it's not by age, you will know that this person is sent to father a generation. I don't want to go there. This thing I want to say now is a message I will preach in the future. Eh? I have not reached the stature yet to preach it, but I know it. There are not many people that can lead you to your destination. There are certain people, they don't even tell you many things. As soon as you come under them, suddenly you realize yourself. Your real you will come out. It doesn't matter what they tell you is useful in your life. It doesn't matter what they tell you. Even their silence is useful in your life. Is it not true? Let me leave it. Everybody wants to be a father. Real fathers don't want to because it's much labor, you know. So when I see some people come and tell me, Papa, Papa, my Papa, my Daddy, my Daddy. I will just be saying, I don't know you. I don't know you. There is one I said, one was using my name everywhere. He said, there's one. He was not putting my name. He said, I'm under the covering of my man of God, Pastor Apostle. I said, who? You know what I did? I brought out the thing. I showed God. I said, God, look at this. I don't know this person. I removed my head in Jesus' name. Sometimes I will pray well after bedtime. I want to go and rest more. And then I will start fighting. Some of the fight is not my own. Many of them. Majority is not my own. They are giving me fight I don't know. I dodge. You, if they call you Papa, you say, well done, my son. You are a foolish boy. That's why you are like this now. Hallelujah. Okay, I will touch two things quickly. The two last test is number one. We are in number what now? 6, friendship, and number 7, covenant. So let's see 1 Samuel chapter 18. Verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. If you are not there, say wait for us. If you are there, say amen. If you are not there, say wait for us. So we are waiting. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up. No
No wall you won't kick down, lies you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up.
The song is doing something to people's heart. You know, it's not as if I like all the lyrics of this song. Me as a person, I don't like it, but I'm not the kind of person that is religious and legalistic about songs. You know, some people, they will come and sing, "Let your presence come." They say the presence is here, there is no need to come. You see, sometimes it's beyond what is in the lyrics. It's something, there is, every song has a measure of life it is supposed to communicate. For example, a great man of God I respect said that there is no need to sing, "Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord, come and quench." It's not about fill my cup. There is nothing like cup, really. It is something to symbolize the heart of a man. There is no cup, but there is heart. Abi, is there a cup in your heart? Let's do an operation. Doc, come and do surgical operation. There is cupping. There is no cup. It's metaphor. Say after me, metaphor. The cup is a metaphor standing for your heart. And yes, the heart can be full. The Bible says you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Is it not true? You can be full of God. Anyway, that's not where I'm. So when I say, "No light you won't, no darkness you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, running after me." No need to show me this. Show me my scripture. So they came to a point, they said, "Oh, reckless love." I don't believe that the love of God is reckless. That's me. I know you believe, but I don't believe. Actually, the love of God is calculated. There is calculated risk. That's what I was trying to teach you people yesterday. Before God started doing anything, I told you people that I taught you the basis of unconditionality in love. That the basis of unconditionality is that the person showering, bestowing the love, have seen the end. Is it not true? He has seen what this love will produce if it goes to perfection. It is on that basis that he is overlooking what you are doing now. But the way you see it is unconditional. Whatever I do, God loves me. No, not necessarily. What he is doing, what he's doing, because he has seen your end. And as long as your path is still directed towards that end, nothing of your weakness can stop him from bestowing that love. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after Emmanuel. You know how many years God came after you? You are going to South Africa, he blocked the way. He would have been an international prophet now. I'm telling you. Even though you didn't see it as long, those days he hated you. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 1. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was what? With the soul of what? And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. This is real friendship. You know, there is a difference between friendship, friends, and acquaintance. The truth is that many people don't have friends. They have many acquaintances. So, and you even look at them and say, "Kai, this person is friendly, he's social. He's only the person that knows he or she is lonely, that they don't have many friends." Some things they want to discuss, they will scroll down their phone, nobody. No, be so. But when the person come at you, he say, especially is worse amongst ladies. You say, "How are you? Oh, I miss you." Nah, lie, Lori. Nobody miss anybody. Nobody. They didn't miss you. It's just that they just need to show something.
Huh?
Some of them, when they finish greeting everybody, they'll say, ah, thank God though. Is it not? I'm exposing people's secrets. When they feel it, they say, ah, if I don't greet now, they will say. It's true. Some people will call you on the phone, you look at the call, you pick the call, you say, my guy, how far? Ah, you don't shout. As you are doing it, you say, if this call pass 2 minutes, I will cut it. If it pass 2 minutes, I will cut. You'll be looking at it after 2 minutes. Say, you, we go see now tomorrow. I go holler you tomorrow. Now me, I don't worry, from now I'll be calling you. Nah, lie. Nobody, since that time, no call. You are just relieved that the call ended. You see, the truth is that if it is love, there is friendship in love. This is friendship. The people, let me tell you how you know friends. They are not tired of their company. I had a friend when I was doing youth service. Eh? This is my friend. This is the way we behave. We will come to Bible study together. We come together like this, like two lions. We arrive. And then he will sit, I will sit. We come to prayer meetings together. We come to ESCO's meeting, because the two of us are ESCO's. We come to ESCO's meetings together. Eh? And sometimes, if I'm passing through something, I can't say it. Eh? He will carry it. And he will scatter everywhere. If he's the one, I will carry it. So that it won't seem as if I'm defending myself. Don't find my trouble. If you find my trouble, you have found his trouble. This is how we behave. We will stay inside the brother's room. We call it, in Ogoste those days, we call it a Saka room. We will discuss and gist and gist and discuss. Oh, they will answer. It's time for prayer. The two of us will come out together for prayer. Then finish prayer, we want to eat. The two of us are sitting together. Then we finish eating, we are going for fellowship at Bansheke, the two of us. Then when they are doing something we don't like, the two of us will come outside. You know that kind of thing. Some things are happening and you know what I'm saying. You, as you are leaving, you know your friend is leaving from the other side too. The two of you will meet at the corner. Meanwhile, you didn't plan to leave. You just meet at the corner and say, oh, I'm going now. And then you start gisting. Now watch. Those days, there was a dancer that was interested in the guy. Follow this story. Follow. The dancer went to school abroad. I think she left for UK at the age of 16, and many years, for 10 years she was there, did everything, came back, and my friend is such a guy that damsels like. I'm not that kind of person. He's that kind of person. So damsels like him, and he can speak. Oh my God. He said, my friend, before you know it, the damsel, when she came around, we are living in family house. It was obvious she's a big girl. You see, you know that kind of stuff. She is. Her parents are millionaires, all kinds of things. But part of the reason she stayed and lived with us in the family house was because of my friend. So all the time, my friend is always with me. In the night, I'm praying. My friend is praying with me. So those nights I'll be praying, he'll be one side crying. My friend, they call him, his nickname is Ojuku. Do you know why? He doesn't laugh. I don't even know why people like, ladies still like him so much, yet he doesn't laugh. He just knows what to say. I don't know how. He's anointed. Those
don't allow him. If you're a lady, you'll be saying, I saw some ladies. Me, I was a spiritual man. So I was just seeing what was happening from the realm of the spirit. But yet I was seeing it. Yeah? I can't deny I wasn't seeing it. I was seeing it. Don't allow him to talk. If he's interested, it's over. So the lady one day came and told me that she noticed that my friend is always crying. If you see Fone, my God. And those days, you know, it's not as if we speak the most now, but those days, my own was terrible. I was just anointed, that's all. So what happened is that the lady came and said, "What is wrong with Harry?"
Say, is this did he even sweet bulldozer? Even though it happened 6 years ago, he's still a sweet bulldozer. That was to show you, imagine how it was that time. "What is wrong with Harry? I want to help him." I said, "What is this?" You see, the problem is that my friend has been lost to Jesus. I looked at the damsel. I said, "You man need help, self. And you are looking for who to help. And where she is, she needs help so that she will receive help. So is that bad?" You know, some people just need help. Like if we want to pray tomorrow, we need help. But there are people that need help so that they will receive help. What is really bothering her is, how is it that a guy is seeing a damsel? Are you getting the point? You should be driven towards a damsel. I know you understand what I'm saying. You should be driven towards it. Why is it that you are not driven towards the damsel? You are not driven. Jonathan is knitted with David. He knows this man as a macho man. Why is it that he enjoys my company more than the company of a damsel? Some of them even cooking for him. Sometimes he will leave the food and come and say, "Man of God, there is something we need to discuss." And you know me now, I don't talk anything, any foolish talk doesn't leave my, it has to be from realms. They asked me those days whether I was a human being. There was no break till I finished youth service. I didn't joke for once. I didn't have time, I didn't have break, you know, this week, let's joke. Even in Brothers Week, I was fasting. I came under anointing for Brothers Week. We will be sharing food and joking. They say, "Today is open day, snap," and all that. As they're snapping, you know, I will hold. Before you know it, somebody will fall under power. Inside snapping, they will say, "What is wrong with this man?" Sir? Some people are waiting for me to come down. I didn't come down. Somebody said, "I give you 2 years." When I was, he said, "After 2 years, I will backslide. This my fire will go down." He has been 6 years. It is now that I even touch fire. The guy, I don't know where he is now. He has gone into oblivion. Are you seeing it? Let's see verse 2. That's where I'm ending. Okay, verse 3. Watch. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. In love, this is the most important thing. In fact, God never engages any man or anything outside of the basis of covenant. I hope you know. It's not just human beings that God have covenants with. God have covenants with. Let me leave that part. God even has covenant with the universe, the things he created. I hope you know. That is why, for example, the scripture will come and say,
that he will tell the children of Israel, I've given you this land, but wait, the Amorites that is on it, their sin is not yet full. Are you getting the point? This is your land though, but you can't just chase them out. That their sin has to be what? Full. That means there is an agreement God has with the people on the land and the land. The agreement that God has with the land is that there is a measure of iniquity and sin that will come upon the land. The people that are sitting on that land, the land will eject them. Are you getting point? So when you appear and God told you, I'm giving you this territory, as well, the people staying there, their sin has not been full. That's why I need to tell you, sometimes for judgment to come on certain people, you have been praying, you'll be praying. The problem is that their sin has not yet been full. It's not as if your prayer is not potent, because there are covenants that God needs to keep. He will keep this side, keep this side, keep this side, keep this side. Are you with me? He said, and Jonathan and David made a covenant. Because what? Why did they make the covenant? Because of love. Anybody saying there is law without covenant is putting his life in danger. Your life is in danger if you engage love without covenant. There is so much. Are you with me? There is so much to invest in love. There is also so much to gain, such that you cannot afford to engage such a facility without a covenant. Give me some small. If you really want to do things for God, don't step out of till there is a covenant. If God wants to do things in our midst and through our midst, He will not begin the work until there is a covenant binding us together. Are you with me? Because He knows that there are many things that will come to tear us apart. But if our love is based on covenant, a day will come we might have to go beyond our feelings. Go beyond people's mistakes. What is keeping us that time is covenant. There are blessings in covenant, there are consequences. When a man breaks covenant, he pays. The Bible said that one of the signs of the last days is that men will no more be men of covenant. They will want to do deep business with you, but they won't want covenant to bind them. Should I tell you, there is a measure of work you should not have with somebody that is not bound to you in covenant. What we see in last days is people that call you daddy, they call you my friend, they even call you covenant brother. There is no covenant between you and the person. Have you not heard it? We see people that use heavy words, common. Eternal matters has become common in our time. Just so people can prove point, they use words that you don't use on the street. Sacred words are used on the street. I see somebody come out and say, this is my covenant sister. Do you know what is covenant? Say, it's my covenant brother. Do you know what is covenant? Do you know what is fatherhood, sonship? Do you know what is brotherhood? What is binding brotherhood is not that you are sharing a space. What is binding brotherhood is covenant. Any man entering love without understanding covenant is too risky. Tomorrow I will show you. I want you to pray for 1 minute and ask God to teach you these things beyond the words of the preacher. Huh? There is only an extent to which a preacher can communicate the counsels of God. Huh? No matter how much utterance is on his lips and revelation is in his heart, yet there is a measure to which he can communicate the counsels of God. The basic thing we do through our teaching is to open a window for you, and then you press in. What is it that this man speaketh about? Is it possible that the experience can be mine? Bring me to the frontiers of experience, beyond the words of the preacher. Pray for 1 minute. Make sure this topic does not end in your jotter, does not end in your head. Let it become your experience. Pray for 1 minute. Pray. Pray for 1 minute. Pray.
No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, tear down, coming after me.
You need a personal revelation. You need the revelation. You need the revelation.
No wall you won't tear down, lies you won't kick down, coming after me. Sila parahapaka. In Jesus'
mighty name. The basic thing we do through our teaching is to open a window for you, and then you press in. What is it that this man speaketh about? Is it possible that the experience can be mine? Bring me to the frontiers of experience, beyond the words of the preacher. Pray for 1 minute. Make sure this topic does not end in your jotter, does not end in your head. Let it become your experience. Pray for 1 minute. Pray. Pray for 1 minute. Pray.
No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, tear down, coming after me.
You need a personal revelation. You need the revelation. You need the revelation.
No wall you won't tear down, lies you won't kick down, coming after me.
Sila parahapaka. In Jesus' name.